Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're all very welcome back. Now, what I want you to do is picture a typical Dublin taxi driver, right? You're getting into the car and who do you think is in the front seat? I bet you're thinking of a fella of a certain age and who says things like, I've a pain in me loaf, and he's wearing an anorak and all that. I have before me a most unusual taxi. Female taxi drivers are becoming more visible in our roads, but you're so young, Abby Marr.
Yeah.
Can I politely ask what age you are?
I'm 21 years old.
A 21-year-old Dublin female taxi driver. You're definitely a rarity.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you get that when people get into the cab?
All the time. All the time I get that when people get into the car.
What sort of things are they saying?
They're like, oh, you're not my typical taxi driver. Oh, you look very young. Or do you mind me asking how old you are and how long do you do it? And yeah.
Basically what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Like some people are like, are you even legal to drive?
Go away.
Yeah. Some people think I'm about 16 driving the car. But it's a compliment. I take it as a compliment.
You're a youthful 21 for sure. Are there other young taxi drivers about the place?
I actually have a friend who's 2 years older than me. He actually only went 23 yesterday.
Right.
So he's been doing it about 6 months before me. He started when he was 20. So he's actually my dad's friend's son, and he kind of inspired me to get into taxi as well.
Lovely.
Which was nice, yeah.
And what sort of chats would you have had about that? Would you have said, like, is this a safe job to do?
I did question it. It was more so friends who obviously didn't know too much about taxi, but my dad said, look, give it a go. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a self-employed job. You can pick your own hours. You can travel whenever you want. And nearly all the jobs are off the apps now, so it's all traceable, prepaid.
Very good.
So yeah. I'd say 99% of the jobs I do would be like on the apps and stuff, which are pretty safe.
When we think of drivers in their 20s, we automatically think, oh my God, insurance, because that's what we hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's driving themselves.
Exactly.
When you're a taxi driver, that must be off the scale.
Oh, it was tough because I had loads of insurance companies tell me. I was actually 19 at the time when I started, so I got refused by companies. They said, oh, the minimum age to do taxi is 21, but there's no written law that says that.
Right, okay.
So I actually went to a broker and they were really good and they helped me out after a while. They got me a price, which is actually the going rate for, say, even a 25-year-old looking to get into the business.
Yeah.
And because I had my dad's plate and I could go on his name, it did work out at a decent price.
That's how it worked out, because your dad's a taxi driver as well.
He is, for 18 years. Yeah, he is.
He came over here as an immigrant, didn't he?
He did. So he's originally from Romania and he's living here about 25 years now, 30 years now.
Came in the 90s.
So yeah, he started taxi when I was 3 or 4 years old. So he still has the job now.
So it's there in the house.
Yeah, it's in the house. Yeah, but I'm the only one who does it. My mom doesn't do it and my brother doesn't do it.
What kind of tips does he give you?
My dad.
Yeah.
He just says, don't pick up from certain pubs, but stuff That's like bad. That. But again, when it's off the app, is fine. Like, you know, it's all prepaid, traceable. There's no really, in a way, there's no really good or bad area because every area has its like pros and cons, really. But I haven't had any hassle in the last 1.5 years that I do it. So,
and you work nights as well?
I do evenings, yeah. So I did during the day for about a year until I couldn't cope with the traffic anymore. And now I do like 7 to 1, 2 because the airport tends to be busy in the evening time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do those kind of hours now. I prefer them hours now.
And so because it's on the app, is that the safety thing? Because everything's traceable,
yeah,
you know who's in the car.
Yeah, pretty much. You know who's in the car, you know where you're dropping off, you know that they paid before they got in the car. As far as I know, I've never had any payment problems with the apps whatsoever.
You have a great experience.
So I actually have a very good experience. Some of the apps do promotions where they'll pay you if you do a certain amount of jobs. And they pay weekly as well, so they don't pay like once a month, so I can manage my bills and everything really well. So it's really good.
What's the kind of biggest issue you've faced so far?
The biggest issue I faced, That's a good question. Like, I have had people in the car that felt a bit sickly, you know, like I felt a bit ill after.
That's the nightmare, I'd say, after.
It is. In my old taxi, well, my dad's taxi, I did have someone get sick in the car.
Oh, no.
But again, it's part of the job, you know. So it's the chance of that happening is so slim. I'd say I would have done, at this point now, about 3,000 jobs altogether, maybe more. I've no really idea, but it's part of the job. But I always say, you know, if you're not feeling well, let me know and I'll stop the car,
you know,
talk about it, you know, don't try, keep it secret. Let me know if you're feeling unwell and I'll stop the car or open a window or get some fresh air. So, yeah, but that's rare again, because I don't work mental hours. I don't work at like 3 or 4 in the morning. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That reduces the sort of the people who are at that end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can
would. You still charge the soilage charge, to use the horrible expression?
Yeah,
the taxi
soil
industry?
Charge. Yeah, I did that time because she did leave a bit of a mess. So, okay. Yeah.
That's your right, but no arguments about it.
No arguments.
The process of becoming a taxi driver, there's quite a few tests, aren't there, and difficult tests?
There is. So it's a SPSV test, which is like a taxi test.
Okay.
Well, like a theory test, basically. It's on a computer. So there's two sections, industry and area. The industry is the easy one, but the area is the hard one. So
I'd imagine that's finding your way.
Yeah.
Around, is it? Okay.
So you basically have to learn, well, you pick the county you want to work in. So I picked Dublin, obviously.
Yeah.
So you have to basically learn Dublin as if there's no Google Maps.
Right.
So it's very, like, it would have been the same test that my dad would have done 18 years ago.
Yeah.
But harder back then because it was written. But this is like on a computer now. So you have to learn all the well-known restaurants, pubs, one-way streets, how to get from A to B.
Wow.
Even all the embassies, stuff that you wouldn't think that you'd have to know, you have to know. So, yeah.
You know these things.
Yeah. I know them, yeah. But to pass the test, it's very tough. I did fail it twice. I passed on the third go.
Right.
I think my dad failed 6 or 7 times. And then I know someone who did fail about 25 times. They're still going, yeah.
So really hard test.
It is a tough test. And I'm very lucky I did pass it the third time. But I did study by myself because there is resources online to study for free and take the notes. But there is also courses in Dublin to offer the training for it, which have nearly a first-time pass rate.
Okay.
So a course is a good option. Yeah.
It's good to do the hindsight.
Exactly. When in doubt, just do the course.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one.
But you can go, you can manoeuvre around the place without having to resort to the maps thing.
I do use the maps just to see like what the traffic is like, what the quickest way is. And on the apps as well, the taxi apps, they have the maps built in. So when you press start trip, you have the maps and you know how many minutes away you are.
And that's often for the customer, isn't it, to see where the taxi is?
Pretty much, yeah. Often for the customer as well.
So all told, a pleasant experience. Your jobs then, in the run-up to that, did you go to college?
I didn't go to college. Yeah. I actually didn't finish school either. I didn't do my leaving cert, but I did work on a stud farm for nearly 6 years.
A stud farm?
Yeah, I worked with horses and stuff. So I would
quite a swerve.
Yeah, so I was always into horses growing up. So I would have competed and stuff like that when I was a bit younger, but not at the moment. So I worked there. I did do a course to be a qualified horse riding instructor. So I did courses in that. I did work on a yard for about 6 months. I was teaching kids on ponies, but I thought that would have been my forever job.
Yeah, it seems like a nice relaxing.
Yeah, but it had its pros and cons. And again, it was a lot of weekend work as well.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So obviously kids are off school on the weekend and it's a lot of time management and a lot of kids to look after and stuff as well. You know, when you're the only instructor trying to teach 6, 8 kids in one lesson, 6 kids, 6 ponies, 6 parents to look after. So it's a lot, yeah, but I kind of realised it wasn't for me.
And you now have control over your life in the taxi.
Very much, yeah.
So does that mean you can avoid weekends?
Yeah, I can, yeah. Like, it's completely up to me, but when it's, say, a rugby or a football match on, I do like to work when it's really busy.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I do.
You do stuff at the airport. Are there rules in the airport now that you have to?
There is, yeah. So you have to have, if you want to stay at the taxi rank at the airport, you need like a permit.
Okay.
Me and my dad did apply to get the permit, but we didn't get it. I think it's kind of chosen at random, or I think they prefer like they need 8 seaters and stuff like that.
I see.
Which is understandable because I only only have 4 seats in the car. But if you work on the apps at the airport, you're put on like a virtual queue. So say there's 100 cars in front of you and you have to pick up in the zone 18.
That's right, the different area to the rank.
It's different. And sometimes there could be like when you drive past like the taxi rank there, so you can kind of see how busy it is as well.
Very good.
So sometimes there could be loads of passengers waiting and no taxis, which can be like a bit frustrating when I'm waiting to get a job. Or it could be like there could be too many taxis. So I'm happy enough with working like from the apps at the airport, you know.
Okay. So you do mostly, do you end up doing a lot of the airport stuff?
I probably do. My work probably is like 30-40% airport because you're kept very busy in town. It's kind of the small jobs add up very quickly, you know. I know a lot of people don't really like doing the small jobs, but I find that the more you do, they add up a lot quicker. The more starting tariffs, the more money you get. So compared to like a big long job, you could be earning the same price, if that makes sense.
Are there rules about how long you can stay on the road, taxi? Can you work 12 hours if you feel like it? Or?
I don't think so, no. I think it's 11 hours is the max.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, 11 hours is a lot, even though I've never stretched out that long. I've only stayed on the road probably 6 or 7 hours in one shift. I've never felt the need to stay out longer. So
Have you found your forever job?
I think I have. When someone asks me, like, can you see yourself doing taxi in 10 years' time? I think I could say yeah.
Wow.
To be honest, because, like, no 2 days are the same. I'm not doing the same thing every day. I'm meeting different people all the time. I actually meet a lot of tourists. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of Americans, English in the car. I was very surprised. I didn't realise how many people actually come to visit Dublin.
Yeah.
And they're all surprised to see a female taxi driver. They're like, oh, it's not like that over here.
You say, oh, every taxi in Ireland.
Every taxi, it's yeah. Like so,
do you get reviews of Ireland from tourists?
I get like reviews on Uber and stuff like that. So
I
like,
meant, do you get the view of tourists on what they think of the country and
oh,
the city?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, they're like, oh, we went to the Guinness, we did this today. Is there anything you recommend doing? And yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, it's positive. Dublin, yeah.
Very good. We've got a couple of messages in here. Ask about the rates the apps take from your fares. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. So the 3 apps that I work on Uber, Free and Bolt. And the commission rate would be from like 12% to 15%.
That's a lot.
To be honest, say if the fare was €100, they'll take €12 off it.
Right.
If it's €10, that's 150 off or 120 off the fare, sorry. But also to consider that when you pick up a job on the apps, they also take, or you add on a booking fee. So you add on a €2 booking fee because you went to pick them up. So I feel like the commission is almost being taken off the booking fee, if that makes sense.
I see what you mean, yeah.
So it would, if you went to a taxi rank to get a taxi, that would be cheaper opposed to getting one off the app because you're not being charged that booking fee.
So you get off, you can, they're the old fashioned way of waving it down the street or just going to the rank.
Yeah.
But of course, you have the app is invaluable to you because of the safety issue. Of it. An email says about 30 years ago in Paris, we had a female driver accompanied by her dog, which I thought eminently sensible. This is Mary.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Abby, you wouldn't get away with that.
Do you know what? I've often thought I'd love to have my 2 cats in the car while I work, I wouldn't get away with that, I don't think.
So. What's interesting is you have a following on TikTok as a taxi driver.
Yeah.
And what sort of things do you put up on TikTok? You kind of talk about your day and...
Yeah, so it was about a year and a half ago, my friend had actually said, you should start posting TikToks about taxi and stuff like that. And kind of took me a while to start posting, but I thought one day, you know what, I've nothing to lose if I start posting. There's not enough information online, especially on TikTok, about taxi driving. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to start making TikToks and I'll talk about the apps, I'll talk about my experiences, I'll talk about why I'm a taxi driver and stuff like that. So a lot of people seem to enjoy that kind of content.
Oh, they've been attracted. They're totally fascinated, aren't they?
Yeah.
And your age group get their information from TikTok. So that's where they go to get this information.
Mm-hmm.
I gather you were on First Dates. First Dates Ireland at one stage.
Yeah, I was on First Dates in March. Early March, on it. Well, that's when it went on TV. But I done the actual date last year. So it was great fun. Yeah,
I loved it. How did the date go?
It went really well.
Okay.
We did meet up again for a drink, but we both felt like we were more friends, you know. It didn't really feel like it was going to go anywhere.
You were like, I'm too busy.
I'm too busy, yeah. Too busy with taxi, sorry.
You've given a really positive outlook. There are some drawbacks, I would gather. Facilities aren't great, particularly for female taxi drivers.
I'd say my biggest one is probably, say, going to the toilets and stuff like that.
How do you make that work? Because you don't know where you're going to be.
I actually have a list on my phone of places I go to.
Right.
So there's some petrol stations that will let you use a toilet.
Okay.
My dad is like, oh, just stop by the pub and go into the pub. But I don't feel like, you know, I'd be a bit awkward walking into a pub and using the toilet there. Even there's a hotel in the city that I always go to. They have parking in the front.
Very good. And so they know you. Clamped.
They know me well.
So happy enough.
Yeah, I'm always in getting a cup of tea and then going into the toilet. So
there's the advantage. So the fellas can just go stop at whatever pub they want.
Exactly. Exactly. So at the airport as well, they have facilities. So that's also
an improvement.
So that's a bonus as well, like in the airport. If you walk into the terminal or at the garage there as well. So, yeah.
Which I presume you prefer if the city council provided.
Yeah, I think it would.
It would attract more women.
I think so as well. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Look, it's a great story. Abby Maher, that's how we find you on TikTok, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We look up Abby Maher, a taxi driver, 21 years of age, nice and young, but you feel like a grown up anyway, I'd say.
I feel a lot older than I am, to be honest.
We always do that age. Mm-hmm. Listen, thanks so much for coming in to chat to us.
No problem.
51551 is the text. Safe driving.
Thank you.
Email oliver@rte.ie.